For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. And from the recent Normal Conference, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is a Washington State medical marijuana patient and the only state-certified court expert on the cultivation of medical cannabis, Martin Martinez.
Yes, I'm one of the people. I am one of the grassroots which has grown up, as it were. And we all represent different factions of a very broad spectrum. It's true that San Francisco, of course, is known as the center of medical marijuana and marijuana legalization in this country, Seattle. I don't want to say number two because that would put it in a hierarchy. Seattle is unique. Seattle is very rich in alternative cultures of all sorts. But, of course, we're here trying to reach middle-of-the-road mainstream America. And I wanted to mention something about what Alan St. Pierre was speaking about with the immorality. Marijuana is not immoral. That's a social consideration, of course, that's prejudice handed down from our great government. And science leads society in the Western world. And, of course, it's the science behind medical marijuana which has created the medical marijuana movement. Usually opponents of medical marijuana and the legalization love to throw stones and say that there's a bunch of hippies out there trying to turn you on to medical marijuana. The fact is that the truth is very far from that. The fact is that doctors write recommendations for marijuana patients in many states in this country. They put their reputations and their licenses on the line by doing so. And they do so not politically, of course, but medically. They do it because marijuana is good medicine, and there is no prejudicial bigotry that can overcome that. These facts.
The following is from an April 22nd editorial in the New York Times titled "The Politics of Pot." The Food and Drug Administration, for no compelling reason, unexpectedly issued a brief, poorly documented statement disputing the therapeutic value of marijuana. It's obviously easier and safer to issue a brief, dismissive statement than to back research that might undermine the administration's inflexible opposition to the medical use of marijuana. End quote. To learn more about the Normal Conference and the government's inflexibility towards medical marijuana, please visit normal.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.